Happy Monday. Welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch. I'm Jisoo Ki, or you can just call me G. We've been hearing a lot about the ongoing trade war facing the manufacturing sector, but something else that's more of an immediate problem is the growing skills gap. The National Association of Manufacturers says that a record 522,000 jobs remained open in the sector in the last couple of months. Another report also found that 4.6 million jobs will need to be filled in the sector over the next decade, and 2.4 million jobs may be left open due to a lack of trained workers. Joining us now is a workforce development and skills expert and author, Nicholas Wyman, also the CEO of Institute for Workplace Skills and Innovation. Nicholas, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, G. Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, I gave some statistics about the gap, the growing skills gap, and the lack of being able to fill all of these great jobs that are in the manufacturing sector. And you're going to talk a little bit about apprenticeships and why that may be a solution to this problem and why apprenticeships are on the rise.
Yeah, absolutely. It's when you hear those stats, you start to say, well, what is going on? Because our education systems are churning out graduates, but the graduates aren't meeting the needs of employers. And what we've also got going on is this age of globalization and technological change. So it's not just one force. It's a whole lot of different things that are impacting at the same time. So it does present opportunity, but I think it also, we really need to dive into some of this data and say, well, what's going on and where is the opportunity?
Nicholas, let's start from the beginning. Explain what an apprenticeship is.
Right, an apprenticeship. So an apprenticeship is actually, it's not a reality television show. And I noticed in one of the reports you referenced that 85% in Illinois, 85% of apprentices are in the building construction industry. So globally, that's not the case. So apprenticeship is not just building construction. It's not a reality show. So what actually is an apprenticeship? It's really learning by doing. So you can undertake an apprenticeship, which takes 2, maybe 3 years. It's the Western world's oldest form of occupational learning. And what I think a lot of people across the country are realizing is that apprenticeships are not just for building construction. There's a whole lot of different industries, IT, healthcare. So it's just a different way to learn skills. And I think that a lot of people are concerned about, college tuition, crippling loan debt. So it's an alternate. It's not the only path, but it's another path.
It's a path that really needs to be considered, because I think a lot of parents just think, oh, the kids got to go to a four-year university or a college. And you're saying apprenticeships and trade schools might be the way to go.
Well, there are a lot of elements with apprenticeship that particularly suit young people. But I should say that we're not just talking young people. It's all ages, all stages.
Apprenticeship, good point.
Yeah. So quite often people say, well, this is something for young people, or, there's a lot of people where there's industries changing and, you can go back and do some studies, go and talk to a community college. So I think that one of the things I really like about apprenticeship is that there's definitely mentoring and coaching built in. So you're not just learning the technical skill, you're also learning skills of that industry, because what we know about this technological change is that the technical skills will change. And I think we've all, come to terms with that. Technology is going to change the technical skills. But I think what an apprenticeship teaches you is this sort of broader array of skills, which you're going to be able to take from job to job or from industry to industry. So there's a lot of positives in apprenticeship.
talking with workforce development and skills expert Nicholas Wyman, who's also the CEO of Institute for Workplace Skills and Innovation. Nicholas, I wanted to read you a little excerpt from the Illinois Economic Policy Institute and the Project for Middle Class Renewal at the University of Illinois. It specifically singles out Illinois' joint labor management construction apprenticeship programs as a model that can be duplicated, as you said, in other industries with high demand for skilled workers, such as IT, nursing, or manufacturing. The part I thought that was very fascinating was that these apprenticeships offer a path to the middle class with access to jobs that pay at least $40 an hour, which is a very, very good thing.
Absolutely. And that really breaks down one of the key myths that modern apprenticeship graduates, the perception is, you know, these are low-skilled, low-wage jobs. The average starting wage for apprentices is actually above $60,000 a year. You know, if you look at 2018-19 stats for college grads, they could expect to make an average of about $50,000 annually. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for following this sort of pathway. And I think the construction model, and this article talks about the construction sector quite broadly. This is something that's been, you know, going on in building construction for decades and decades and decades. But it is interesting. It's an American thing that building construction is really where apprenticeships have been set. If you look to Germany, Switzerland, the UK, even my homeland, Australia, apprenticeships have always been sort of more broadly across other industries, particularly tourism, hospitality, service sectors. But one thing we are seeing is a huge spike in IT and tech opportunities, and also in advanced manufacturing, which you mentioned at the top of our conversation.
Well, something you might not know is that there is a new apprenticeship education tax credit that Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law last August. And this bill offers employers a tax credit of up to $3,500 to cover educational expenses for each qualifying apprentice, and up to $5,000 for those in underserved areas. So, Nicholas, if there's one thing you'd want the listener to take away from this conversation, what would it be?
I think that modern apprenticeship offers a broad array of career pathways.
Fantastic. And I love that it doesn't discriminate based on age, and it's becoming much more diverse as well as to who engages in apprenticeships.
Absolutely. And I think it's for all people. So there's plenty of ways to engage. And that that credit is a fantastic way for employers to jump on board. I mean, they've got an opportunity here to offset some of the costs of training, some of the tools. I mean, why not jump on board as an employer? And let's hope that apprenticeships really thrive in Illinois.
Thank you so much, Nicholas Wyman, CEO of Institute for Workplace Skills and Innovation. You've also written a book, right, Nicholas?
Yeah, I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Job U, and also a report called It's Time, Using Modern Apprenticeship to Reskill America, and that can be found online. You can download a free copy. It's a resource guide for employers, for employees, so there's some really good tips and thoughts in that.
And where do you go to download this? What's the website?
Just to IWSI America, which is our website, or people can just find me on Twitter at Nicholas_Wyman, and I'm happy to send people a link to download the free copy.
Well, thank you so much, Nicholas. A lot more coming up right here on WGN Radio.